You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's Groundhog Day, which makes a celebrity out of Punxsutawney Phil. You like that name?
Honestly, I prefer Punxsutawney Phil and Frank. Has a certain ring to it. You like that?
Is there a ring? Is that a ring? Is that what we're calling it? You know what? It seems like Groundhog Day used to be a bigger deal. Like when I was a kid, you know, it seems like people talked about it every year. Now I didn't even realize it was February
7th. You're in Arizona. 6 more weeks of winter don't matter. It matters where I am. I'm in the trenches,
dude.
4
more days of winter here. Cloudy. called rain, Frank. We're unfamiliar with that here. Welcome to PTI. Tony went to bed really early. So here to pull his weight is our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
There's my shadow. You can see it.
Yeah, I guess so. Man. We start with a busy 24 hours in the NBA. The 76ers announced that Joel Embiid has a lateral meniscus injury, though the team beat the Jazz in Utah last night without him. Tyrese Maxey put up 51. In New York, the Knicks beat the Pacers for New York's 9th win in a row. In Boston, the Lakers inexplicably beat the Celtics despite LeBron and AD sitting. And today, Rich Paul responded to suggestions that the Lakers could trade LeBron, sure, by saying LeBron won't be traded and we aren't asking to be, and that's a quote, Frank. Which of these storylines is most compelling to you?
All right, the one that I'm happiest about is Jalen Brunson on the night that he finds out he's going to be an all-star for the first time. He goes out and scored 40 points, took a shot in the eye in the final 2 minutes, and he still came up big. What a year the guy's having. We know the family, so we're happy for them all the way around. But the most compelling one is obviously Joel Embiid because, all right, so there's been a big debate about the MVP, how many games. We don't have to worry about that. That's not going to be in play right now. But the big thing for Joel Embiid, who's already been an all-star, is a great player, a dominating player. Will he be available in March? Will he be available to play in April when the playoffs start? And when those playoffs start, Mike, where will Philadelphia be? How high of a seed will they be? The lower they drop, and they're 4-9 in the 13 games that he's missed. That includes last night's win with Tyrese Maxey. So for Philadelphia and Embiid, we're going to start judging it with the great players, and a lot of that's based on postseason. This is a major setback for the franchise, major setback for him.
No doubt, Frank, and I'm going to second that. And to me, that's the biggest of the developments, too. Boston's loss, it was worse than Oklahoma City's loss to Detroit, but still kind of predictable, even with AD and LeBron. Because that's what happens. We call these the dog days of the NBA season. Guys are limping to the All-Star break. You know, they're human beings, too, in addition to being these fabulous athletes. And you have these kinds of results that make no sense. But actually, according because of the calendar, they make sense. Let's go back to Embiid. And you're right about Jalen Brunson, who should have been voted to the All-Star team, which I did. I'm glad he was named.
Yep.
But look, the thing about it is not will he be available, it's should he in terms of Embiid. Frank, the other night I'm sitting with Kendrick Perkins. We're on countdown. And Perkins, without seeing an MRI, but having knowing about injuries, said, no, shut him down for the rest of the season. And people got on Kendrick largely, and he was right. I was texting him last night as soon as these MRI results were revealed. And look, here's the deal. Now, I've been told this could be much more of the 12-week variety. Meniscus issues are very rangy. I know, having had some meniscus injuries and consulting with doctors over my last, I don't know, 10, 15 years because of meniscus issues. They can range depending on whether it's torn or still in there or they take it out or where the tear is. And it sounds like Embiid needs to be shut down. Frank, his knee injuries are not new. I don't want this to be like Amari Stoudemire, and I'm not talking about level of play here because one is an MVP. I'm talking about the injuries which can reduce your career and close your window. They've got to look at Embiid differently. He's the franchise. He is. Should he even be out there until the playoffs, if then? That's the question I now have.
All right, we didn't mention LeBron, and Rich Paul came out and told Brian Windhorst, you know, he's not going to be traded. We're not asking for a trade. Would it be the worst thing, though, for the Lakers and LeBron? Let me give you a team, because I want to drive you crazy. What about a team like the New York Knicks that has all those draft picks? It's a big market.
God.
What about that?
Between you and Stephen A., there's a lot of teams. Let me just say this real quickly. I could see
Philly,
opting out over the summer. I could see LeBron doing that. And trading him now? That's too big a mess. That was a nice piece of drama for the NBA conspiracy people, but not for real.
Yeah. For a few hours. By the way, that option, that player option, $51.4 million that he can opt into over the summer. All right, let's move to Jim Harbaugh's sky-high ambitions for the Chargers. At his introductory press conference, Harbaugh said of his goal, quote, it needs to be multiple championships. We're going to be humble and hungry, but that's our goal. All right, Mike, the Chargers, they've only made the Super Bowl once in franchise history, and that was in the mid-90s. Do you think Harbaugh's goals are achievable?
I think that should be the goal, because they all say they want to win every year, and they do. Achievable? No. Based on the franchise history, can Harbaugh depart from that history? Yes. But have the Chargers had great coaches before and been unable to achieve that? Yes. Bobby Ross is a great coach. You can look up.
Yeah.
He's one of the handful of guys to win a college national championship, Georgia Tech, at least a share of it, and make the Super Bowl, which he did in the mid-90s with the Chargers, as you mentioned. It's great but the problem for the Chargers right now, Frank, is their salary cap situation, whether they're going to go into the tax or the Spanos is going to do that. They got bad contracts all over the place. They're going to have to figure out. So they're not going to be able to necessarily stay with the group that's fairly impressive right now for the next 3 or 4 years. That appears unrealistic, and therefore I don't know about those goals.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, this is the way he always talks. He's always big and brash and bold. That's one. You're making about $16 million a year. You better talk like that. You better talk about championships. Also, Mike, he's got the great building block. He's got the quarterback, which is what everybody needs. So he's walking into a terrific situation with Justin Herbert. Now, if you go back to when he coached the 49ers, he had a three-year run. They went 13-3 with Alex Smith, made the conference championship game, lost to the Giants. The next year with Colin Kaepernick, they go to the Super Bowl. The next year, NFC title game, they lose to Seattle. So he's achieved something already in the NFL. He's won a college national championship. He has the ability to do it. To me, there's a quality about him. And I get it. The Chargers, you never look at them as a stable franchise. You always wonder, why do they always come up short? I think this is a great hire. And I think he's setting the right tone for a team that loses all the time and never lives up to expectations.
I think he's setting the right tone, Frank. I'll give you that. Look, 44-19-1. I mean, that's not a tiny sample size, and that's Jim Harbaugh's NFL record as a head coach. I'm just saying, if I had to bet that or the field, and I am not a betting man,
I'm going to take the quarterback. He's got the quarterback.
You know what? And stuff changes. Stuff changes. People ask out. They demand. Oh, wait, that's the NBA. And now to two big moves in baseball. The Orioles, just days after announcing the sale of the team, traded for Brewers ace and 2021 National League Cy Young winner Corbin Burns. And the Red Sox announced this morning that Theo Epstein will rejoin the franchise as a senior advisor and minority owner of his parent company, the Fenway Sports Group. And LeBron involved with that. Frank, which of these moves is the bigger deal in your eyes?
Yeah, it's funny about Theo Epstein, who I know is on the show with you and Tony a lot. What I love about it, Fenway Group also owns Liverpool. And last week we talked about Liverpool needing a new manager. So if Bob Myers, your buddy, can help the Commanders look for a football coach, maybe Theo Epstein can help Liverpool look for a new manager. But this, think about what it's been like this year for the Orioles. They win 101 games, disappointing the way that they lost. But they have new ownership now. And you go out and get a pitcher that won the Cy Young a couple of years ago. This guy eats up innings. The last, 3 years, it's like 160 innings and 200 innings, 197 innings. So you add him to a staff with Kyle Bradish, Grayson Rodriguez. They were the best and third best in ERA the second half of the season. For the Baltimore Orioles, and you live in that part of the country, you know what that team means to that city, especially in that division with Boston. And the Yankees.
Yes.
Maybe this is going to be, they're going to have some sustained success for a few years here. I like the fact they went out and got this pitcher.
Frank, I do too. It's nice. And I'm particularly happy for my friend Grant Hill, who's part of that ownership group.
That's right.
That, I'm particularly happy about that. It's great. The guy in the other part of this question is going straight to the Hall of Fame. Red Sox, Cubs. That's it. Ding, 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 ding. We have the answer. Not only that, Major League Baseball was smart enough, and it often does a lot of dumb things, to bring Theo Epstein in to say, make our product consumable, which he has gone a long way toward doing. Theo Epstein, to me, and he would frown, roll his eyes if he heard me saying this or was on our show, he's the smartest man in baseball in the last 75 years, at least 50. He's the guy. Red Sox, Cubs. That's it, Frank. And then fixing baseball. Fix the Red Sox. Fix one curse. Fix the Cubs. Oh, a longer curse. Fix baseball, which is unfixable. Come on now. The answer's Theo Epstein. And with that, we're going to take a break. Coming up, which players deserve to be all-stars but got left off the roster?
And are the complications from NIL starting to drive college football coaches to the NFL?
Going to drive them somewhere.
Yeah.
Going to drive them.
Going to drive them to money.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to trade words with Frank. And what's the word? What's first?
The biggest NBA All-Star snub was blank.
This is easy for me, Frank. I mean, I think the players that got in, whether you voted them or whether they were named, I think by and large, that's right. And I know you're going to get to a couple of tiebreakers. But I'm going to go straight to the thing that I noticed that sort of ticked me off, the Kings. The Kings are the only top five team. They're fifth in the West.
Yeah.
They're the only top six team with no All-Star. LeBron and Anthony Davis, they're on the All-Star team, and their team's in ninth in the same conference. So in the same conference, you could be ninth and get two All-Stars. We know what that's about. It's about the power of the Lakers. And people look at Sac and say, we don't understand. So De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis not getting in. The answer to this question is the Kings. It's a snub. It's offensive. It's why small market teams look at L.A. and New York particularly and say, we hate you people. You're loathsome. This is why.
No, the name is Jamal Murray. And here's why I'm disappointed in the Western Conference coaches.
Agree with you on that.
Jamal, you guys are the ones picking it. You tell us all the time how important the regular season is and then the playoffs. Denver last year finished with the best record in the Western Conference. They go to the finals. Their second best player by far was Jamal Murray. Now, I get it. He's missed some games this year due to injury. He's only played 35 games. It's eight less than Paul George. Paul George is a terrific player. But how, if you're a coach, you're writing in the name Paul George ahead of Jamal Murray with what he's accomplished. Don't you have to give him some benefit for what he did last postseason? That shouldn't factor into who you're going to vote. That one, to me, Jamal Murray deserves to be an All-Star. Come on.
Listen, the New York and L.A. factions, and these are your people, Frank, New York and L.A., you guys think Denver is still some outpost, like it's 1850, and we can't find it. It's in a different time zone. You can't skip Jamal Murray, but you also can't skip everybody on the Kings. What do we got to do? It's not Bill Robenzien we're talking about. We're talking about a team that last year finished third in the conference and is in the top five this year.
Sabonis. By the way, Mike, two players are going to get picked in the East to replace Randle and then Embiid.
Yeah.
So the East.
That's right.
So maybe they should
in the East.
Let Murray and Sabonis play,
play
in the
East.
East.
What's
the,
why not?
They deserve it.
That
they
sounds good it. To me. What's next?
It's blank that Jeff Hafley chose to leave a college head coaching job for an NFL coordinator job.
Well, Frank, this used to be something where you'd raise your eyebrows and roll your eyes. And what is this dude doing? But Frank, now that we've got the transfer portal reshaping college football, I'll just use the word I want to use, distorting, and NIL making it so complicated, depending on the market you're in, the school you're in, what your climate and culture are like, I'm going to say it's prudent, particularly when in this particular case, all right? Boston College is a fine job, but he's had experience with the 49ers, the Browns, the Buccaneers, and going to the Packers, that's a public trust. I mean, you can go there. You don't need to justify. You don't need to feel like you have to come up with reasons outside the norm to go work for the Green Bay Packers. When college football, Frank, I worry about college football. I'm a booster. I'm a season ticket holder. Yeah. Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, my word is revealing. And, you know, Doug Flutie's not walking through that door. Troy Stratford's not walking through that door. Gerald Phelan. They're right. The Boston College job, it's fine. And he went 22-26. He made 3 bowl games. You know, you're in the ACC, which is still hard to kind of wrap your arms around that Boston College is in the ACC. But remember one thing. If you want to become an NFL head coach, the way to do it is to get a coordinator job. Look at all the guys that were just hired. Vast majority of them were coordinators. So maybe he's thinking from your standpoint, and Pete Thamel, you know, quoted, had a source that said he just wants to coach football. So now with all these college sports, and we've talked about it before, Mike, whether you're coaching the soccer team, the basketball team, or the football team, it's NIL, it's a transfer portal. Who
yes,
wants to be bothered with
crazy.
That, especially if he just wants to coach football? And if his goal is yep. to be an NFL head coach, the best avenue
then that's
is to be a coordinator in the NFL.
Absolutely. Yep. No doubt. That's the final word. We're going to take one last break, but still to come, Steven Adams is headed to a new team.
And 49ers pass rusher Nick Bosa offers 4 simple words about the Chiefs' offensive line. Interesting.
Yeah, BC college football used to be big. Worries me. Worries me a lot, Frank. I don't know where it's going, and I don't think anybody who's in it knows where it's going.
Everyone's transferring. That's where it's going.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 20th birthday tomorrow to Scoot Henderson. The Blazers made Henderson the 3rd overall pick in the most recent NBA draft, just after Victor Wembanyama and Brandon Miller. Scoot was central to the rebuild that led to Damian Lillard to request a trade that ultimately landed him in Milwaukee. Henderson is averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 4.5 assists per game in his rookie season. He's shooting just 37% from the field and 31 from 3, but those numbers have been on the rise recently. He scored 15 on 6-for-11 shooting off the bench the other night as the Blazers beat the Bucks in Lillard's return to Portland.
You know, he's a work in progress. It's been a struggle for him. You know, he came from the G League Ignite. They, you know, Jalen Green of the Rockets came from there, Jonathan Kuminga of the Warriors. I know you follow this stuff, Mike. The G League Ignite started this season 0-14. They're 1-15 right now. I know you pay attention.
And they're still trying to figure out how to get that whole developmental piece going, too, for the kids who come out as rookies.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Peyton Manning. On this day, 21 years ago, Manning tore into Colts kicker Mike Vanderjagt in a live sideline interview during the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl. The Colts had been blown out by the Jets in a wild card game weeks before, and Vanderjagt told a Canadian TV interviewer that Manning and head coach Tony Dungy were too mild-mannered to win big. Lynn Swann asked Manning for his reaction.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, Lynn. Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. I'm about to go in and throw a touchdown to Jerry Rice. We're honoring the Hall of Fame. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. If he is still a teammate, we'll deal with it. You know, it remains to be seen. But the sad thing is, Lynn, he's a good kicker. He's a good kicker, but he's an idiot.
That is so great. That is like the greatest soundbite of all time. If he's still our teammate. Vanderjagt spent three more seasons with the Colts, but Manning and Dungy won the Super Bowl without him in 2007.
You know, I was at that game that they're talking about. And if you remember, too, so take heart, Lamar Jackson. This is what they used to say about Peyton Manning way back when. That is he good enough to win? They even said the same
couldn't
about his brother.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of Super Bowls
go?
All this time later.
Bunch of Super Bowls. Yeah, just short of the thumb with the four of them. A melancholy trails to Carl Weathers. The actor best known as Apollo Creed in the Rocky films has passed away at the age of 76. Weathers said he never boxed before getting the role that channeled the spirit of Muhammad Ali, but Weathers played football. He played linebacker for Don Coryell at San Diego State, part of an unbeaten team that won the Pasadena Bowl in 1969. Weathers went undrafted, but made the Raiders as a free agent linebacker prior to a stint in the CFL. Some of his other acting credits included Predator, Action Jackson, Happy Gilmore, and most recently, The Mandalorian just last year.
Yeah, this is really sad. I always felt about, Carl Weathers playing Apollo Creed. Number one, the first time you saw him, you said, how is Rocky Balboa going to beat that guy? He looks like a great guy. He's built like a rock, number one. But even playing a villain, he was so incredibly likable. You know, there's a story that the late, great movie critic from Chicago, Roger Ebert, watched Rocky II with Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali said, you know what? He does remind me a little bit of me, the way he dances out there. Pretty cool.
You know what? Carl Weathers, watch him in that role. The whole movie, I want to ask you this, Frank. Rocky, I'm not sure. It's hard to categorize it as a sports movie. But if you do, greatest sports movie of all time, hands down, Rocky?
It's certainly up there. It's certainly up there with Raging Bull.
I can't
Bull
find
is
anything to
too.
Put ahead of it. Raging Bull was really good. We're running out of show. Frank and I can talk boxing. Let's go to the big finish. Niners pass rusher Nick Bosa was asked what stands out about the Chiefs' offensive line and said they hold a lot. Your thoughts?
I love it. This is like what LeBron would do before going into a big playoff series. Or your guy, Michael Jordan, you put it in the referee's head. That's very, very smart. The Grizzlies traded Steven Adams to the Rockets for Victor Oladipo in 3 second-round picks. Who wins this one?
It's a lot of injuries. I'm always rooting for Victor Oladipo, who I've watched play since high school. Always for Victor Oladipo. The Los Angeles Kings fired coach Todd McClellan. Does that make sense?
You know, they had lost 8 straight after starting 27-4. How about this, Mike? He is the 6th NHL coach already fired this season.
They'll get rid of you in the NHL. They'll throw you out.
NFL good guy Teddy Bridgewater has been named head coach at Miami Northwestern High School. Is that a good hire?
It's his alma mater, and they have a big-time program, so good for Teddy Bridgewater. Wow. I mean, I hope that's a great marriage. I really do. Last one. Big college hoops weekend. They still got those in men's college basketball. Frank, I'm confused. What's the best matchup?
Well, I do like Houston and Canada. How about the fact that Duke plays North Carolina? It doesn't really seem like anybody's paying attention.
Not a lot of fans.
I'll be
there.
In College Park. Caitlin Clark's coming to College Park tomorrow. Can't wait to watch it. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Watching Caitlin Clark is good anywhere you can do it. And now, here's SportsCenter.
And you get LeBron at the guard, his future team, the New York Knicks.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.